When my older brothers and then later my sister were all getting married, there was this, I always felt this pressure from my family and even an extended family for me to get onto the dance floor. You know, you gotta enjoy, you gotta celebrate. And during my brother's two weddings, my go-to songs came up, the Hokey Pokey and the Chicken Dance, because hey, anybody can do those two and they're a lot of fun. And then it came to my sister's wedding, and I was kind of really hoping for those to happen. And then it didn't happen, and I was a little disappointed, but I found out that she did not want those to be played. So I didn't give her any trouble about that. But the Hokey Pokey, it's such a simple and it's a fun song, but it's really interesting, really fits, has a really good idea for us today. But putting part of ourselves in, part of ourselves out, and then eventually putting our whole selves in. Putting our whole selves in. And that's what the steward in the gospel did today. He put his whole self, he put everything in to trying to rectify the situation that he had caused. He had squandered his master's property and he knew he was in hot water. So now he did everything he possibly could, putting everything in to making things right, or to making him look good in both the sight of his master and also the master's debtors. Of course, yes, in reducing the debts of his master's debtors, then he was even praised by his master. And then Jesus, in a sense, even praises him, which can be a little bit confusing. But we hear it here, Jesus was more so praising his decisive action and his great tenacity and determination in securing his temporal future. But then Jesus gives us one of those key lines in this gospel where he says, the children of the world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. He highlighted just how, yes, again, that steward put everything in to securing his future. And then Jesus challenges the children of light, and he challenges us, yes, his disciples, his followers, the children of the Father, just to examine our own lives and our own hearts, just how well we truly try to secure our eternal future. Because, of course, that's what really matters. If we look at the world around us, we can see many successful people, famous and successful people, whether it's entertainers or athletes or whoever they might be, and they have a goal, and they're so determined, and they're so focused, and they'll let nothing get in the way of achieving that goal, and no sacrifice for them is too great. And they gain this admiration because they're seeking the heights of success, and because of all that hard work, tenacity, and determination, they get there. And yes, Jesus invites us, the children of light, to have that same kind of focus and tenacity in our lives as we seek to live our lives of faith, as we seek to grow closer to Jesus in our relationship, in our friendship with him. Because Jesus asks us not just to be put part of ourselves in and take part of ourselves out, but just like in the Hokey Pokey, we're supposed to give him all of ourselves. We're supposed to give him everything. And of course, this doesn't mean that we're called to escape or to flee from the world, our responsibilities, and spend all day in church or all day studying the Bible. Certainly, we need a life of prayer to root us in our relationship with God. We need to encounter Jesus in the scriptures as well. But Jesus instead invites us, at the heart of it, to surrender our lives to him, to offer all that we have, all that we are, all that we do, our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Those daily, ordinary activities of our lives, we're called to take them up and direct them to God and his glory, and to direct them for the common good and loving God and our neighbor. If we have this different intention as we go about our lives and our days, we can remember this mission that we have to be able to serve God in everything, even the small things. And yes, so Jesus says, those who are trustworthy in small things are also trustworthy in great ones, which is also a reminder for us. And yes, those small things matter so much. And it's in those small things that we can show great love for God. Just as Mother Teresa had said, we are called to do small things with great love. And in surrendering to God and surrendering to Jesus, we are simply surrendering to that relentless pursuit that he has of our hearts and our lives. And yes, Jesus coming among us as one of us, giving his life for us, and then inviting us into an intimate friendship with him so that he can free us, he can heal us, he can strengthen us, he can grant us his peace. He can walk along beside us in a partnership, knowing that no matter what happens, Jesus is always with us. He will see us through. He will give us the grace that we need to be faithful to him and to serve God in all things. And just as in the Hokey Pokey, not only do we put ourselves all the way in, our whole selves in, sometimes we fail, but we also have to, when we do, we have to turn ourselves around and focus back on the one who loves us beyond all imagining. Just as he has given us everything, continues to offer us everything, he invites us to give him our whole selves. There's a saying that has struck me very profoundly, and I've heard this different times, and it goes, if Jesus is not the Lord of all, he's not Lord at all. If Jesus is not the Lord of everything in our lives, he's not the Lord at all. So yes, Jesus invites us to give our whole selves to him.